Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
I see a lot of commercials on TV now for toys, mm-hmm. for pets. Mm-hmm. That's obvious, and I think people are spending more on pets and just in general in every possible way.
Yeah, the pet industry is booming on all fronts.
It is really booming. So, are toys important for pets? Do pets? Sometimes I wonder if the pet owners are doing it more so for themselves.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
You know, but do the dogs and cats and other pets, how much do they enjoy toys?
Well, one, it just depends on the animal. So if the reality is, I've adopted dogs before, had dogs in my family that were adopted as adults, and they weren't given toys mm-hmm. early on, and so they just look at it like, why do you want to give me that? What is that? But started off at an early age, they really do enjoy toys, and it really just has a lot to do with environmental enrichment. So a lot of the toys now, besides just being fun to play with, are geared towards keeping their mind working and thinking, keeping their environment interesting, because these animals live with us and they're not people. So they need, sometimes we go to work for 8-10 hours a day. They need things to keep their mind going and keep them occupied. And that's mm-hmm. what a lot of those toys do. Mm-hmm.
So it's best to start them young.
Absolutely. When they're young, you need to expose them to all different kinds of toys. Puzzle toys where they work out stuff and get little food treats, squeaky toys, things they can chew on, balls they can chase, frisbees, everything that you kind of want your pet to be used to or enjoy needs to be started as early age as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, the article that I read on this and that I shared with you makes a good deal of an issue about safety. And mm-hmm. Apparently there are toys that you wouldn't think might not be safe, but there are some safety issues with some fairly common toys for dogs and cats.
Yeah, a lot. And I have this issue too, because if you have dogs and cats, it's not like you're going to convince your miniature schnauzer that this is the cat toy, don't touch it. They all think that this world, everything is for them.
Right.
So lots of dogs eat those little mice, those weird little furry mice. They eat those and those get lodged in. So buying the appropriate size of toy is so important. I saw a dog, a Weimaraner, came in distress once, turning purple because the owners played with it with a racquetball. And that was fun because it's really bouncy and the Weimaraner loved it until it got really slobbery and slick, and then bloop, it went right down and blocked the trachea. That was not fun to try to get that thing out because, again, it's still slobbery and slick. So I watched the dog almost choke to death. So choking hazard and then swallowing toys where they get lodged in the GI tract and they get obstructed is very, very common.
Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. I never would have dreamed that a dog could swallow a racquetball.
Well, yeah, and you think about it, sometimes like they're running at it top speed, they're catching it mid-bounce, it's slippery and slobbery, and then it just lodges itself.
Yeah.
Tennis. The other thing, too, is a lot of people want to play with string-type things with mm-hmm. cats. Mm-hmm. Which most of them are fine, but every now and then there's just certain cats that want to eat things instead of just playing with them. And so yarn, any type of like tinsel, that always scares me with cats.
Well, the article, in fact, that I read said specifically that some of the things that we think of traditionally as toys for kittens, mm-hmm. the yarn and pieces of string and mm-hmm. what have you, that those are kind of hazardous for cats.
Yeah, they really are. And it's just funny because it's like the staple of every little kitten in a picture is playing with yarn, but it's probably one of the most common things. I've seen thread with needles on them lodged in cats and had to go in and take out the needle plus the thread.
So this points out the fact, and a lot of people will say, pets will enjoy playing with some just random household object as much as they would a toy, but you really do then have to be concerned about the safety of whatever that random object.
We had a dog in boarding the other day, and the girls kept coming back and saying, "There is a Sperry shoe in with that dog." And we were like, "Yeah, we know. The owner dropped it off. That's his special shoe." And I'm like, "Well, whatever. That's his shoe. They're okay with that. That's great. He doesn't eat it." But, yeah, there's a lot of household stuff you have to be careful with. You know, my dogs don't differentiate between all the stuffed animals on my daughter's bed versus their stuffed animals that have squeakies in them. If they get my son's prized otter, who now only has three legs and one eye, he's about to get defluffed, like, period. So they don't know.
It mentions hard rubber hollow toys for dogs as being especially desirable and safe.
That's a really good point, too, and that article pointed out, and a lot of people don't think about this, is really the toys should not be harder than their teeth. So if you can't dent it in, if it's like a chewy toy, if you can't dent it in with your fingernail, it's probably too hard. So like these antlers, a lot of people are wanting to give antlers, and I get it, because they can't chew them up really fast, and it provides a lot more entertainment because it lasts. But I've seen so many fractured big teeth that are just fractured from antlers, from toys that are too hard that dogs are chewing on.
From a deer's antlers?
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, everyone's going more natural. So
right.
Doing like antlers, cow hooves.
I see.
Well, you know, those are chipping teeth left and right. And we're having to remove, you know, a three-year-old dog's carnassial teeth or their, you know, shearing teeth out of their mouth because they're just broken in half. So.
I never would have dreamed of that.
I know.
Yeah. Carrie, this is interesting as always. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
All right.
And it's Dr. Carrie McCreary on the phone line with the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.